Welcome to Becoming Unstuck, a safe place to help individuals find the tools they need to live a life they truly want. I'm your host, Jordan Meyer, trauma and resiliency therapist. Join me here each week where we learn one tool that you can use to help you become the person you've always wanted to be and live each day with more happiness. On today's episode, we're talking about adulting. Oh, very popular topic. Oh, love having these conversations. So it's really interesting in the topics moving forward. In conversations I'm having, adulting, or the act of adulting and what that means, is becoming a popular topic, I guess maybe amongst my age group and individuals anywhere from 25 to 45, really, of, and it could be even a few years after that as well, of people talking about what it means to actually be an adult. And I think there's some discrepancies as well as a lot of changes that have occurred on what being an adult means nowadays and how we actually define it, right? So in being an adult or an adulting, there's a few things that always seem to come to mind, right? I want you to think about when you were a teenager or early on in your 20s, the romanticized version you had of what it meant to be an adult, or what being an adult meant. Now, a few of these things come to mind, and the most popular answers are an adult always has everything figured out. They have all the answers. An adult has a certain monetary or money satisfaction. They kind of reach a level within their career that they're happy. Maybe a house, a neighborhood, accomplishments, accolades, and all these things combining sort of come together and to be like an adult has it together. But we never really define what it means to have it together. And we tend to think about this in a very isolated way. So to help with this, if you yourself or you know a person who is struggling with feeling as though that they are moving into adulthood, and I think this is a really popular conversation too among parents who maybe have an 18, 19, 20-year-old at home who tends to be failing to leave the coop, to tends to be really reliant on being at home and having food in the fridge and getting a job and going to college, all the things that at that age marks moving into adulthood. So there are four principles that we're going to talk about of how you can learn to better define adulting and actually what it means. So we're going to start off with talking about what success in adulting actually looks like. We define success in a lot of different ways, but mostly what we define success in is monetary, money, job, house, independence. And these are all really good things that can define success. However, if this is the only way that you define success, it is very limiting. And I think that's why so many 18 to 22-year-olds are having a problem, because the pressure of success is too consuming. It's too crushing. I have to have the right answer. I have to have the right job. I have to have the right move. And if I don't have that, I'm going to be lost for the rest of my life. So it's kind of like when you have too many options to choose from, there's too many options and the pressure is on to make the right one. And this really leads to lack of success and lack of motivation. So areas of success that we want to learn to reevaluate and redefine for ourselves, these areas are what we call the six dimensions of health: physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, sexual, and social. If you learn how to define success in these six areas, it really expands and broadens your horizon, of what success means and how you define yourself. And when you can do that, you'll see success in a lot more areas in your life than just this one. So we're talking about four principles that you can use to better define success and to move into adulting as you keep moving forward in life. So principle number one, your idealized, romanticized version of success as an adult was done without context. So what do we mean by that? When you were a teenager and you were thinking about success and what it means to be an adult and what that looks like, you looked at it through the lens of a teenager or early in 20s. You don't have the context to understand what that person's life is actually like, the trials, the tribulations, the failures, and everything that happened along the way. All you're seeing is the end result. You're seeing the end result of success. And in that in itself, a very small version of what success actually looks like, right? So it's more of the idealized, romanticized version of having it all together. And that's really what we want as an adult. So Principle number one is you need to learn how to redefine and adjust reality to meet the context of success as an adult. So for instance, in teenage years or early 20s, you thought having success as an adult, really moving into adulthood, means that you had a house. So let's put that into context in today's terms, right? Back then, when you thought about having a house, that is very different then than it is now. The reality of actually owning a home has completely changed and shifted. So that is an example of how reality back then does not match up with reality now. So if you're defining your success as an adult based on home ownership, then one way that you can work on this is actually redefining reality and what the context of life looks like now. The world is a completely different place, even over the last few years. And so if you feel as though you're failing, you're falling short, you're not measuring up, redefine what that means for you in your life. Redefine and put into context what actually is going on. It can't exist in a vacuum, in a bubble. We have to apply context to be able to shift and change this way of thinking and break the narrative that's becoming the shame-consuming way of being. So number one, change the mindset and bring it back to into reality of the romanticized version of what adulting means. Principle number two, redefine what success means. So we talked about earlier, success for a lot of people, money, house, neighborhood, boats, ATVs, extras, traveling, trips. Now, these are all good things that can measure, but what they really measure is money, is finances. And that is one area of success, right? So I want you to ask yourself, as far as success goes, would you rather have tons of money and zero emotional connection and nobody to share it with? Or would you rather have less money and people to do things with and really stable relationships? So there are different areas of success and what that looks like. Monetary and financial success is one area. There's also physical success, health, mental health, emotional health, stability, emotional regulation, spiritual practices, sexuality and coming into who you are as an adult and how your body changes and how you connect with another person. And lastly, social. Social context has changed as you move into adulthood as well, and it's not the same. So you got to move into those things together. And these are six areas that you can use to redefine what success looks like in your life. If you feel like you're falling short in one of these areas, focus on a different one. Focus on an area that you could actually find success in, and in turn feel as though you're moving forward and progressing into adulthood the way you should be and ought to be. So number two is redefine what success looks like in your life. Number three, focus on the success you do have. So there's a really good quote, absolutely love it. It says, think of what you have rather than what you lack. Of these things that you have, select the best and then reflect how eagerly you would have sought them if you did not have them. And I like this quote because often we get so bogged down by the success of other people, by the competition, by individuals and friends our own age who seem to somehow have the money to buy a house and a boat and an ATV, and you're on the other end going, how is that possible? Because I know they don't make more than me and I can't afford that. And so we end up comparing ourselves to those around us and we lose focus of what we actually do have. So we may have more success than we actually feel like we do because we're too focused on what we lack and what we don't have. So as we change our perspective and we learn to express more gratitude for what we do have, we want to focus on the success we have gained and think about how bad we would have sought after that success earlier on in our life. And that is most likely why we have that success to begin with. We just want to reframe our mind to go back and remembering those things and be less focused on what we don't have and more so in the moment of what we do have. So principle three, focus on the success you do have rather than what you don't have. Principle four, make a plan for progress and grow. Now, in these six areas of success as an adult in moving forward, we want to have a positive mindset. We want to focus on what we do have. But if you feel as though that you are falling short in some of these areas, once you are able to redefine what success looks like for you and how it can actually be in a lot of different areas, make a plan for what you want that to be. In today's world, we often hear a lot of language of I want it and I want it now, but I don't want to do the work to get there. And unfortunately, this is the most harmful message that we could have as human beings. Success takes work, not just in monetary and financial success, but emotional success, relational, social success. These are all things that we have to work to develop. So find something that you want to grow in and then make a plan to do that. Have a positive mindset, make weekly goals, create habits and routines of doing so. And I think these four principles really encompass how to redefine success and adulting for you. Now, you may be this person, you may be the parent of an 18 to 22 year old, and you're trying for the life of you to figure out how to get them out of your basement. This is one way you can do it. So these four principles, readjust your reality of the romanticized version of what adulting means, redefine what success means, focus on the success you do have, and make a plan and go after it. Follow these four principles and you'll be able to find that adulting and success that you're really looking for. And join us here next week. Thank you for listening. As always, if you'd enjoyed today's episode, please share with your friends and family and join me here next week. If you happen to live in the Utah Salt Lake area, please reach out for help if needed. You can find me on Instagram at jordanmeyer.cmhc. Follow me on Facebook. And remember, you can find this episode and future episodes on any podcast platform, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and I will see y'all next week.